episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie. Robbie, say hello to beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
Nice. It's nice to see you.
Thank you. It's nice to see you, too.
I know. Question.
What's up?
Question.
What's the question?
You have become a man who does...
I have?
Yes.
Thank you. I love this question. What was the first part again?
You've become a man.
Okay.
You've become a man.
Okay.
I want to say this. You've become a man who now is always on do not disturb mode on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
You have become a person that is I'm incapable of reaching at all times. It will be you will call me and I will try to call you back and your phone will just be off and then I cannot reach you.
Yes.
And I think that this is a new thing that a lot of people are putting their phones on permanent do not disturb mode.
Yes.
But I gotta call you.
I know.
I mean, I'm not like, it's not even that I want to talk to you. Sometimes it's I need to talk to you. And your phone is just on do not disturb. And in my head, I go, what is he doing? Oh, he's high in the park walking around. Which, listen to me, you deserve that time. You deserve that time. But if I just know that, like, you're at home, like, just smoking weed and it's multiple hours of that, that's great. I just need to get in there for 10 seconds.
Okay. My bad.
No, I
wake up.
What's the logic behind? Because I know
most people. Because it's on sleep. When it's in sleep mode, it's on do not disturb.
So you do sleep mode till.
Well, then I.
Till midnight, and then you're available till 4?
Well, no. But then I'll like, my sleep time will end at, say, 9:30, and I want to go back to sleep. So I'll roll over and be like, put it on do not disturb outside of the automatic sleep time. And then I'll roll over and go back to sleep because I still don't want to be disturbed while I'm going back to sleep.
And so then your
phone. But then I'll forget to take it off when I get up for the day.
And so then your phone is just, so then I'm just incapable of reaching you.
On days that I sleep in, I then become sometimes incapable of being reached.
This is a lot of people have their phone on do not disturb mode all the time.
It's really easy now.
It's actually one of the most selfish ways to use a cell phone.
Is what?
Do not disturb mode at all time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do it.
No, I get it. Here's the thing. I also think that people are too, like, I don't need, people are too available, right?
Yes.
Like, we don't need to be.
Well, I'm somebody who calls people. That's why it's annoying.
Yeah.
Because I'll go through my calls, and then not everybody answers, and then people start calling me back, and I'm on do not disturb, which is rude.
The way you operate on a phone is just you flexing the entire time, because you'll call me, I'll call you back, it'll be on do not disturb, I'll text you, hey, what's going on, and you have read receipts on, so they'll say read at 2:45, and then I won't receive a response for 2 hours.
Yeah, I guess that is rude.
So I'm just like wondering, did I just miss my opportunity to get in there with him? Did I miss
chit-chat? No, I texted my friend this weekend and I was like, I think I called her and then texted her what's up and then I never answered after she responded. And like, sorry, Brittany.
Logically, I know that's
I know
happening.
I did something bad.
I know that's
yeah, I wasn't even thinking of it.
Well, I'm here to show up for the people.
That's nice.
I'm here to show up for the people. I just wonder, I'm like, oh, I guess I had 30 seconds to communicate with Robbie if I wanted to today.
You missed your window.
I missed my window because I was doing something.
Nah, I'll always call back. You? There's like 50 people I'll always call back, I feel like.
Yeah, but you'll call back at like when I'm trying to unwind.
Yeah, sure. When I see it. Sometimes I don't see it. I'll be like, there's been times where I'll see the next day. No, that you call me 4 times.
Oh.
Like, there'll be times where I wake up the next day, I'm like, oh, shit, Sebastian tried to call me 4 times yesterday.
Because your phone's just off.
Yeah, yeah.
And so sometimes you'll text me about, like, a serious question.
So you'll text me, yeah.
I'll text you and call you, and then you're on permanent do not disturb.
Yeah, do not disturb. I use it a lot.
I think a lot of people do. I don't blame
you. Yeah.
I'm not mad. I just was wondering what the logic was behind it.
because I would get all these spam phone calls. It just wakes me up, the phone.
Yeah.
So when I'm like rolling over, I'm like, all right, do not disturb. But then, or if I'm at the gym or I'm walking around listening to music, I get text messages and I got to put it on do not disturb.
You could also put,
because I can hear your phone in the middle of my song.
You could just turn, not put your phone on loud.
Yeah.
And then,
but then it reads me in my ears. I'm like, in the middle of a song, it'll be like, you have a text message from WhatsApp, from this group, from this person. It says, yeah, that's what I do. I just put on do not disturb when I'm walking around.
Well, beautiful. Well, I'm happy. I'm happy to know. I'm happy we got down to back.
Yeah, I'm walking around Prospect Park yesterday. I'm trying to influence the fashion, I think, of Brooklyn. So I was like, what am I going to do? I got nothing to do today. I'm going to go walk around Prospect Park. There's a lot of people.
Versace over here. What's going on? What's going on? How are you influencing?
Well, yesterday, because I feel like I don't know what Brooklyn is. I don't think it has much of an identity, especially fashion-wise. Like, Park Slope, I don't love what's happening.
What are you talking
about? I just don't love.
Brooklyn doesn't have as much of. It has so many identities. Yeah, that's the whole point of New York is a melting pot.
I like that. I like that.
The point of New York is a melting pot. If you want,
No, but I like the Park Slope.
Go join the fucking military.
No, no, I like the like the Park Slope, fat, like the normal Prospect Park. I don't know what I see. It seems what?
It's Park Slope is for yuppie bougie.
I know. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's where you live, man.
That's what I'm combating their what I'm seeing.
They're people with kids.
Yeah.
So how are you combating it?
So I wore my baby blue velour jacket, the baggiest jeans I own, my Staten Island. I have a Staten Island t-shirt that's like shitty. It's like the picture of the ferry, and it's just like, I bought it in the mall for $5, and then like the iron-on just doesn't work, so it's like half there.
Yeah.
And then ugly Vans and this hat.
And so what did you
And I was like, this is an amazing fit that I'm going to go parade around Prospect Park for. That's what I'm going to do today.
And do you think someone said, honey, pass me the gluten-free crackers and the hummus. Hold on. Wait 1 second.
I hope
sweetie.
So.
Wait 1 second.
I want
sweetie.
People to know that they can take more risks. They just wear the same boring Prospect fucking park
Cancel
clothes.
My anti-inflammation yoga yeah. for later today. We got to go to Staten Island and get some velour, babe.
That's what I'm hoping.
That's what you're hoping
That's
happens.
What I'm hoping happens. There needs to be more personality with what these people are wearing. A lot of the people in the park don't have a lot of personality in their clothes.
I think that people hit a certain age where they just stop caring about that, or they have other priorities.
Yeah.
I think a child.
Actually, fashion becomes less important.
Can I say this?
What?
If I see a parent that's very, like, just dressed kind of normal, and they have a child, I go, maybe they're a better parent.
Okay.
If I see a parent that's like fit to the nines and they have a stroller, I go, might be tough for the kid.
Yeah.
It might be like if someone's got really like, I mean, of course there's, of course this ain't all cases, but I do think that if you took the general consensus of parents that have very specific style and really go for it to how good a parent they are, I'd say okay. that it's not good.
My parents only bought like clothes from Costco.
A Costco we dad had, is a good dad.
We had, yeah, we.
Your dad wears cargo shorts from Costco. He will jeans, be there to help you move on college day
for sure. That's my it. Parents do not. They did not. They're not really vain people at all.
My brother-in-law, I knew he was going to be a great father.
Yeah.
Why? Because he wears khaki pants or pajama pants.
Yeah.
I go. He's going to be a good dad.
Yeah. That's
he's
true.
Got the two modes.
Yeah,
he's got the okay. I'm kind of formal, or I'm at home with my family, being comfy. I go. You can marry my sister because you're a good man.
He'll put them first.
You know who you don't want? Someone that's waiting for shock drops, yeah. right? Sweetie, wait. We'll get you to soccer in a minute. Okay. We got a shock drop coming here on Supreme, right?
Yeah.
That's not what we need.
No, you don't. You don't want your parents to be cool in that way.
No, you
which
don't.
Which you don't realize when you're a kid. And then I also look back at myself, and I was dressed pretty nice. My parents dressed us nice.
Because they put some effort into
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they did. Which I thought it was corny, because it was like a lot of collared shirts, a lot of like Macy's things. And like I look at myself as a kid, I'm like, oh, I was dressed well.
Yes, because as a kid, you know what you want to wear?
Dinosaur shirts. Yeah.
You want to wear a shirt with the Power Rangers. You want to wear like just graphic tees.
For sure.
And you did. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I had some graphic tees.
But then there was times I was like, okay, it's Easter. Let's throw them in a bow tie.
Yes. Most days for school, I was doing that.
A bow tie?
No, just like a collared shirt, sweater, like two legs, like a whole, like my mom would dress me up for school every day.
I remember the day, one of the first times I was like, I need to talk to my mother about how she's dressing me.
Okay.
Because I got made fun of for my socks matching my shirt.
Yes, I had shit like that too.
My socks match my
but
shirt.
But in hindsight, that's not bad.
In hindsight, it's great.
It is great, but it's you're going to get bullied.
My socks.
For some reason.
I was wearing like a aquamarine blue shirt with an aquamarine blue like socks, and they had like little fish on them. And I remember kids being like, and I must have been, I mean, Santa Claus Wild.
Yeah.
8, 7.
Kids are so mean.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because that's cool.
And they go like this. They go, you fucking virgin cuck loser.
Yeah, I'm 8.
Yeah. Yo, the amount of times in Staten Island, people called each other prudes or virgins while being in elementary school, while not knowing how to multiply, is absurd.
Damn, virgin was a real an insult of choice.
Yeah.
I don't think I was called virgin.
Virgin. You probably don't even, you don't even know how to get hard. I didn't know how to get hard.
That's crazy.
I didn't even know what hard was.
Me neither.
No one did.
Not for a while.
No, man. It was, people were ruthless.
That is ruthless.
Yeah. You wouldn't even suck on titties. I would. I would suck on titties. I swear I would. I would suck on titties.
Give me some right now.
Nah, you wouldn't suck on titties. Look, your socks match your shirt. I swear. If titties were in front of me, I would suck on them like a push pop. Ew. You'd suck on titties like a push pop?
A push pop looks like a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, they're rude. Kids are mean.
Kids are mean.
They were so mean.
Scary.
Yeah. It is wild, but no, I don't. I see a lot of the same stuff. I don't see anyone that I'm like, that's a unique outfit. And I had thought that I put one together. I wanted to show it off.
I like that you did that, but I do have to disagree with you that I think that fashion in Brooklyn is probably pretty good.
Some places, but even I just see a lot of trends. I guess trends are there for a reason.
Yeah, and
I'm trying to start a trend. Graphic tee.
That's a great way to frame it, Rob.
Graphic tee.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to start a trend is a great way to frame it. We got to swing for the positive rather than
yes, all right. That's what I want. Casual velour jackets. I want to, like, not the whole suit. You could just throw it on with anything. The velour jacket.
I love that for you.
Casual velour jackets, graphic tees that are cool. I have to approve them. Ugly Vans, baggy jeans. That's my new. This is my fit that I'm trying to get going.
I'm happy for
and
you.
And a hat.
There we go.
Yes. I have been seeing a lot of the.
Great. So anyone out there, if you want to do Robbie's fit.
This is my fit. It's gender neutral.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's not just for men or women.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was talking to you on the phone when I finally got in contact with you this weekend about how I want to be a positive. So it's good that we spin that for
positive.
Oh,
yes. 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 You're right.
Right.
I'm sorry to hate on Park Slope.
We have to let them prioritize being parents.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
That's also where you live.
Yes.
And there's pluses about living there.
For sure. I like it. I really like where I live.
So I was like thinking about being positive. I was like trying to list. I was like, what are things I was like trying to think of my favorite things, you know?
Okay.
Things I love.
Which is what?
Things I love. You know, something I love.
What do you love?
Something that makes me feel so good. The feeling of a mouth right after a mouthwash.
Okay.
Right after a gargle.
Okay.
The feeling of a minty fresh mouth is something that makes me feel so excited inside. I don't know if it's my eating issues. I don't know if it's because I like the way it tastes in my mouth. I don't know if it just makes me more confident in conversations.
Okay.
But fresh off a gargle, you're never getting a better version of me.
Really?
You're never getting a better version of someone than fresh off a gargle. Because that means they go, the toothbrush wasn't enough for who you are.
Okay.
I need to elevate more than just the toothbrush. You're so important to me that I want to throw a gargle on top of that.
That's nice.
That's like no deodorant. I'm putting cologne on for you. Because mouthwash is the cologne of the mouth.
Interesting.
It's the cologne of the mouth.
I guess, yeah. It's more fragrant. You walked in here, I could smell that you mouthwashed.
And how'd you feel?
Oh, Sebastian mouthwashed today.
See? And you know why I did it?
Why?
For both of us.
For both of us.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is nice.
You're never showing up more for someone than fresh off a mouthwash.
Right. You're right.
There's so little men could do to show up.
Yes.
Right? We could clip our nails. We could wear some cologne. We could maybe iron a shirt. We could throw some mouthwash in our mouth.
Yeah, that is good.
So I think that for me, when I want to show up as my best self, you'll go, ooh, he did mouthwash.
Do you have a to-go?
Like a small one?
Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm officially going to do it.
What?
I'm buying that.
Nice.
I had it back in the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember I was upset I would wear it on my chain and spray it in my mouth?
I do remember that. Yeah. I've been out and bought mouthwash on the go. Sometimes you do need that. You need to show up.
That's you showing up.
Yes.
I think that we don't give enough credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
You throwing down some mouthwash, that's you showing up.
For sure. I mean, yesterday when I went to the park, fully being like, I might run into someone, I ate an everything bagel with butter on my way over there and smoked weed. So
stinky mouth.
Bad mouth. Yeah, stinky. I was thinking about that. I was like, this is a bad plan. I should stop and maybe get some mouthwash.
Poppy seed and you smell like bad. A skunk.
Yeah, not good.
Poppy seed teeth walking around.
Everything bagel mixed with weed is not a good mouth.
God. Even the handshake. Yeah, fresh off a butter bagel. Yeah. Oh, God.
And weed and all. Yeah, not good. But I should have stopped and got mouthwash. I was thinking about it, to be honest.
You should have.
But then I got to carry it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a gum chewer. Gum
doesn't always help.
Gum doesn't always help, man.
In the same way mouthwash does.
I think gum is more for you than it is for showing up for them.
I agree. 100%.
So we're getting back to the core of what this podcast
is. Yes, exactly. Before we started, Sebastian's like, I don't know. I have a lot of passion about a lot of things, like socks. I just want to talk about socks for an hour. What do Obviously, you think about that?
I have sock trauma.
Yeah.
I brought up my sock trauma today. I got sock trauma.
You do have sock trauma.
Right?
Yeah. I could talk a whole hour about Diet Pepsi or Coke, but
You know what?
I like a
sip of Diet Pepsi.
You do,
because they make it sweeter, so it just hit a sip.
It hits nice.
I would do a shot of Diet Pepsi, a bottle of Diet Coke. So
that's nice. I have a list of my favorite feelings in the world. I think it's nice to keep track of.
Also, I want to say something about you bumping into people.
Okay,
I've officially instituted the fist bump into my hellos.
Okay.
And it's a ranking system.
Okay. I like this.
It's a ranking system. I give you a fist bump if I'm like, I don't really, this is whatever, you know?
Sure.
If I meet up with someone and it's like.
Don't say that.
Why?
Just say that you give a fist bump to everybody.
No, it's a ranking.
It's ranking? You're going to let people know?
I'm letting people know.
Everybody's going to know. You're going to be fully transparent.
I'm being fully
transparent. If I give you a fist pump, I don't fuck with you that much. Because you're going to end up giving people fist bumps that you're like, you're fine.
And that's exactly it.
You want them to know.
They're fine.
You want to put red receipts on of the in person.
Yeah, I'm 100% doing
this
that
is
right
what,
now.
This is what, how we stand.
And I want to rank my greetings because I think that it's good that we know.
Yes.
If I see someone and I give you a fist bump, I like it. You're cool.
Okay.
But like, we're not like buddies.
Yes.
This is just a fist bump. I'm officially instituting the fist bump as the, hey, we're cool.
Yes.
The high five is then I like it. We're friends.
High five.
Then we go into like a little something.
A dab.
A little dabbing people
okay.
up.
Okay.
That means we're boys.
Yes.
The hug, I love you.
What about the dab with the arm around?
That counts.
That's love.
That's love. The dab with the arm around. My new thing
so
is.
So you might go far away dab.
Far away dab.
Got
the
it.
Dab with the hug, this
besties
is.
Besties only.
That's for best. No, okay. You know what's for besties?
What?
A ball tap.
You've never done. Who do you do that to?
Exactly. Not you.
Not me. I've never seen you do it.
Now you know. Who do I do it to? I do it to the people I love most of my life.
Okay.
My mother, my father.
Ma.
Hey, Ma. No, I think that's my that's like my official rankings because I'm naturally doing it, so I want to organize it in my head.
That is good.
Very Virgo. The Virgo slut's here. Sorry, it's time for the Virgo slut to get organized in their brain. Okay, so how do I greet people? Sorry, sometimes
it is nice to organize in our brain.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I'm at.
Yeah.
The pounds for the fine, the dab for the I like you a lot, the hug for I love you, the ball tap for this is something special.
Yeah, I'm a big handshake person. As a greeting. I'm not as much of a hugger as I was. A lot of people hug. There's a few people, I guess, that I hug now.
We don't touch for the most part, we see each other.
Yeah. What, are we going to hug every day? Hug hello, hug goodbye every day? I mean, we don't see each other every day. Twice a week. Four hugs a week.
Yeah. Sorry, this guy's got clearly he's like the fucking diamond industry. He's trying to make his hugs worth more than they are. He's withholding hugs like the fucking diamond industry over here. Can't give out four extra hugs a week.
I just handshake now. I'm a lot of times I'm handshake. Hey, nice to meet you. Hey, what's up?
Like a formal handshake.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, I'm Robbie.
Well, I guess nice when to you meet say, you. Hey,
what's up? For the most part, I'm handshaking.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I guess some friends, if they want to hug goodbye, all right, we hug goodbye.
My rule for hugs.
What?
And I think it's a good rule. I will never hug, like, a woman in the group and not a man.
Okay.
If I'm doing hugs for a group, everyone's getting a hug.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If someone establishes a hug where three people in, I'm sorry, the fourth person, I know it's the boyfriend I just met for the first time, you're getting a hug too, babe.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe I'll then do a dap hug.
Oh, you do the bah, bah. Yeah. You know, bah. Yeah.
Which in some ways more intimate.
Yeah, you don't got to tell me.
Because then it's a lot more hand touching, and then you're into a full hug anyways. You end in a full hug.
I wiggle my titties on
you
them.
Do?
I go, who's got better, me or your girl? I go,
Nice.
Yeah, so I had to do a Virgo. I know, sometimes people are like, oh, you are Virgo. And I think that I fought that a lot. And I want to make sure I lean into the parts of me that are Virgo. Because I think about shit like that.
Yes. I have my five favorite feelings in the world listed on my phone that I'm updating. Maybe I'll add to it. Maybe I'll make it 10. But I like to keep track of things. I like lists. I like organizing like information. That's nice. My life is not very... Like, my room is not the most organized.
No.
I guess it is right now, but...
It's pretty organized.
For the most part.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
a Virgo thing?
To be organized, yeah. It's a Virgo thing.
Yeah.
It's good that you know a couple of traits about Virgos, you know?
Not just virgin. The root word.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you, Robbie.
For sure.
He tells us all about vocabulary. And then I was thinking about other stuff I love, and I was like...
What else do you love?
Of course I love my family.
Yes.
Of course I love my family so much. And I was thinking about that. And if someone brings up loving your family, why... I guess it made me sad to think about this, but... Why is loving your family a red flag for some people?
I don't think... This is wild.
You don't think so?
This is wild.
I think that's for some people, loving your family is a red flag.
All right. People have said to you that you call on the phone with your mother an hour a day. And then he goes, why is loving your family a red flag?
This is the way I'm here. Don't you dare laugh at me. It's a difference between... I'm sorry. Do you not want me to show up to you? There's a loving
your family...
That way?
I'm not saying it's a red flag.
No, I know, but I don't understand. I don't understand how, if that's how I show love, by giving people, by checking in on them, getting making sure they know.
It's a red flag.
People think it's a red flag. I talk to my mother for an hour every day.
No?
No, I talk to her for 10 minutes.
Okay.
We just check in.
Yeah.
We just check in. I talk to my sister on the group chat or something.
Yeah.
My other sister on the phone.
I think that the logic behind this is that you're just, they say you're looking for another person to replace your mother and do everything and be that person in your life. That's why they say it's a red flag. You need to be independent. I'm not saying I agree with this. I'm just saying the train of thought behind that.
I don't call my mother for her to help me do stuff on a daily basis.
Okay.
I call my mother to see how she's doing.
That's nice. No, I think it is sweet.
I call my mother and go, how you doing? What's going on? What'd you do today?
That is nice.
I don't call her and say, hey,
maybe they see it as
help.
Competition. I don't know.
And it's big competition.
For sure.
Yeah, but people do think it as a red flag.
I loved it. If loving your mother is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Why is
you
it
should
a red...
put that on a shirt.
If loving
with her face on
with
it.
With her face.
If loving your mother is wrong, I don't want to be right. You did get in, you got made fun of on the internet for loving your mother.
I guess this is
when
why
you did a show. Yeah, no, I know.
This is why I'm like thinking about it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why
yeah.
is it like?
Why is it a red?
Why
flag?
Why is it a red flag to love your family?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because everyone's like, oh, you gotta love your chosen family, right? But I also love my family,
which is nice.
Which I agree. I'm not dissing them.
No,
I'm not dissing them. I'm trying to be positive.
I agree.
And I guess when I reach for the thing that I'm most positive, feel most positive about, why do people hate that? Society was built on loving your family.
No, I know. I was raised, that was like the big thing, that we were raised about our family. I was raised very close to my cousins. My cousins were like siblings. We saw each other once a week. I saw my grandma once a week.
My
like,
grandma lived with me.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like,
I even, like my mom, when she was in her 20s, she lived on a block with all people from our family. Like, that's what people in New York grew up. You lived next door to your cousin.
I lived next door
my
to
grandma,
my cousins.
Yeah. Both of my grandparents, we were the only ones that moved to Jersey. Like, all my cousins and my grandparents live in the same, they all went to the same school district in Long Island. And then on the other side, they all grew up on Staten Island.
I guess for me,
it's 5 minutes apart, 10 minutes apart.
I'm just wondering, like, what do I have to do to make it appropriate? Are they just scared that I have I'm trying to replace my mother for them?
I guess. But that's what I think
truth.
What the fear is.
Can I tell you the truth?
What?
They can never replace it. That's what they're scared of.
That's what they're afraid
they
of.
They could never replace
it. No, and it'd be insane to try to.
I don't want
no,
them to.
No, you don't want another mother.
I don't want another mother at all.
No, no, no.
Not even for a second.
No.
Yeah. That's the opposite of what I want.
100%.
I do not want that at all. And so just let me love my family.
Yeah. No, I think that's nice.
Yeah.
I think it's sweet that you're close to your family.
Yeah, I guess. But people
that's
online,
hard. It's hard to maintain. I think a lot of people aren't there.
I think that it's from their own insecurities.
Yes, and it's...
From stuff that out of their control. Like they
yeah,
have, like,
they're jealous or they want that. I think it's nice.
Yeah.
How much you love your family.
Yeah, because I was like thinking that and I'm like, but people make fun of me online for that shit.
Yeah, because you're being earnest and wholesome.
But
not that, cool. Not edgy.
Please, don't get
you
me
love your sisters. Why?
Just because I can't with the fucking edgy. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. I feel like I am a little edgy.
Sure, yeah.
I just feel like...
Sure.
You don't agree?
A little bit.
I feel like for the world I'm in, I'm a little edgy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just like... I don't know. I can't with the fuck. Just because sometimes my heart's in the right place.
Yes.
That I have earnest feelings. I can't
be
edgy. I
don't think that's wrong. Yeah.
Do
you want to be that?
I still like getting a finger in my ass.
Yes.
Not even.
Because I love my mother. Not because. Whoa, no, not because. Not because.
Saying,
not because. Not because. And I love my mother. I'm saying because I love my mother, I'm not.
No,
I'm saying because I love my mother, I'm not edgy, but I do love a finger in my ass.
I don't even like that. We need to move.
I'm not saying that. I've never had
that.
I've never had that. But I'm just saying.
Oh, look at him. The homophobe over here.
I'm not. I will try it.
If you weren't homophobic, you'd stick a finger in your ass.
You're right.
Go in the bathroom. Come back.
Oh, my own finger?
I don't care.
My own finger, maybe. I don't know.
Tell the people now. Have you ever stuck your own finger in your asshole? Tell the people right
maybe.
Now, you're homophobe, have you?
Yeah, sure, for sure.
Are you homophobic
at
or have you
point.
Stuck a finger in your asshole?
I don't have a lot of repeat sexual partners.
I'm not asking that.
So, yes, I have.
You,
at least one.
You need to look dead in the camera.
I have.
And
hello,
say,
camera. Hello, YouTube.
Say hello, hello, future employers.
Hello, future employers.
I have stuck
no,
a
there's
finger
no
in my
such
asshole.
Thing as a future employer. I have... Potentially. Yeah, no, I've stuck a finger in my asshole.
For pleasure.
I don't know about for pleasure, for curiosity.
Curiosity. Curiosity killed the cat.
But never with a partner.
Here's the thing.
I've never had it while, like, it's never been, like, I was turned on by it or while I was, like, turned on.
Curiosity killed the cats. That's yeah. not the whole saying. Curiosity killed, curiosity made the cat come, and then the cat killed himself.
Interesting cat.
Good.
Anyways.
But I do think I'm.
You think it's a red flag.
Yeah, I think that it's a red flag. Because I'm like trying to be, it's the way you look at life, yada, yada. You know, Seb, self-help. You know, like I'm always yes. out here like trying to look at, trying to figure out how to operate the demons inside of me at all times. How to like,
and your family helps.
Oh, just like trying to like look at the positives of stuff.
Okay.
Because I want to be a happy person, you know? Like
for sure.
Not even for other people, for me, you know?
I would like... Yeah, this is what I've been feeling like I should maybe get a car because I could see my family more. My sister went with my cousins to the American Dream Mall. She said she can get you in the Shrek Water Park. She said she knows the people that runs the place. She got free tickets. And she goes, I told her, I'm like, oh, we just did a video about it. And she was like, oh, that's fucked up. Tell Sebastian to talk to me. I'll get him in. I don't know what that means.
I'll tell you this. She's just a girl boss.
Yeah, no, I know. Also, you wanted to go with your nephew.
My nephew.
Yeah, yeah. Not your sister. She took, I know. She took my young.
Only love for your sister.
Of course.
Only love, but.
No, she took my younger cousins to this thing, which was sweet. And I was like, oh, it is nice to spend family time is rejuvenating. Family time for makes you feel better. Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
for other people it's not, and that's when people feel bad. And
well, certain family members will always, I feel like. I don't know. Yeah, maybe some people have no one.
I have that suck.
Yeah, they like do cause anxiety.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
No, I just grew up seeing my cousins a lot, which I still see my cousins more than the average person. Definitely.
The idea of cousins. There's articles. The idea of cousins is dying.
Really?
We haven't talked about this. So no. Quick. Yeah, the idea of cousins is dying. That like because now. Families used to live close together, but now with the internet and people needing jobs, they've traveled all over the world. So cousins used to be like so close and hang out all the time. Yeah. But now everyone has moved everywhere across the country. Yeah. People displaced because of money. People displaced because of job opportunities, college, right? People go away to college now.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, back in the 60s where someone's like, someone got into Berkeley. They have to go, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, someone got into ASU.
They want to go. Yeah. They're going to a worse school than their own state school because they want to party.
Because there's more bikinis.
Yes.
There. Hey, listen, Matt, I don't blame you.
Is that your cousin?
No. I made up a name. I would not.
No,
I
that is sad.
I would never make speak about anyone like that.
Because cousins were a huge part of my childhood. And I don't know if I'll have kids. I have no idea what cousins, what that means. But to me, that was like a huge, my cousins were my life.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And
I do wish I saw them more. Some of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you could take steps if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to, I think.
I think that's nice. That's really great. I was like thinking about this happiness stuff because I saw someone that literally projected sadness in a way that I couldn't even fathom.
Okay.
I went to North Carolina, saw Michael J. Fox.
Nice.
Talk about it on the Patreon.
Cool.
Saw MJ Fox. Subscribe to the Patreon. Pretty awesome.
Please subscribe to the Patreon.
Please subscribe to the Patreon. Robbie and I were really excited to do the last episode, and
we got into a real fight. I showed somebody.
And what'd they say?
They left.
Did they agree with me or you?
In hindsight, I don't look great. You did get really actually mad. That was funny. Sebastian got genuinely pissed.
I got genuinely mad at you.
I didn't realize that you were genuinely pissed in the moment.
Yeah, but
and then I listened back, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he was mad. Because it was like immediate response. You were mad.
Yeah, I
apologize.
I thought it was, but we don't need to get it.
All right, yeah.
Also not mad at you.
No, it was funny.
I think that people are allowed to get upset.
Yeah, of course.
It's healthy that we get mad
at
each
other. It was funny.
Yeah.
I was a little dismissive.
That's fine. It happens. It happens. I'd rather
with
you
a,
do it,
a thing with a lot of emotional weight.
I'd rather you do it to me than someone else.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I'll forgive you.
Yes.
Other people, you know, like, and they, you know,
they'll just think I'm rude.
That's people in your life are there. People in your life that love you are there for you to make mistakes with.
Definitely. And I do that. I'm not somebody who does not make mistakes.
And that's totally great.
And I will acknowledge it, but.
And we understand, because I know your intention isn't to be mean or
hurtful to me.
Right? Other people in society don't know that.
Yes.
So that's what's so beautiful about that. And I think that we need to be okay with that.
Yeah. No, for sure.
It's getting over, like, we didn't even talk about it. I didn't think twice about it.
No, me neither.
Yeah, like, I'm not like.
Oh, no, we laughed when we edited it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. But
just watching it back, I was like, oh, yeah, I was a little rude. And then you were actually mad. You were like, what are you doing?
A little bit. I did say, what are you doing?
He just goes, fuck you. As soon as it came out of my mouth, you're just like, oh, I'm so done with him right now.
You want to know why also?
Yeah.
Because I'm covering your ass because.
No, I know, yeah. Because I want, like, to,
you want to,
you
tell
want to
some,
kill time before.
You want to give some hot gossip after the Free People couldn't listen anymore.
Yes.
So I was like, great, I'll tell you something nice that I want to
and
share.
And heartfelt, yes.
And heartfelt. So I'm covering your ass.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I also come off way. I just come off like a zombie. And I don't. I need to see that.
That you.
I come off with like emotionless and like a zombie.
You do.
And I need to see that in back because I'm like, oh, I need to do a better job.
Yes.
Showing my emotion.
This is, we need to show up for 2 hours.
Yes.
We need to just show up for 2 hours.
And I was a zombie mode after Sebastian said something beautiful.
Well, so subscribe to the Patreon.
Patreon, subscribe, please, please, please. Also, comment on the videos. If we're posting videos online, please comment on the, like, sometimes we post a TikTok and it'll get 5,000 likes on one of the comments. So, like, if you have something fun to add to the conversation of what we talk about here, we usually post clips. Go to the Instagram, go to the TikTok, go to the YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, please comment. It's fun to see the conversations that develop around the topics that we talk about.
Yeah.
I think we kind of want to hear on some level what the people that listen think about what we're talking about. That's why we put so many clips out.
Especially a lot of our clips are based on like our opinion about something.
Yeah, something that's going on today that's not super controversial or, yeah, it's something that we could talk about and should be discussed and debated that isn't going to, like, get everybody super tense.
And just like how...
hopefully.
Yeah, it shouldn't be heated, you know?
Loud, like, about nothing.
We could handle you disagreeing with something.
Yes. We are cool if you absolutely don't agree with what we're saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be hostile. It doesn't need to get mean. Sometimes it does. It should be fun and light, and there's jokes around it in each way.
Yeah.
And I like to hear opposing... arguments.
Me too. I think the world needs more of that.
Yeah, I agree. So please comment on the YouTube, on the Patreon, on the TikTok, on the Instagram, everything.
Cool. So this, now that you were talking about zombie mode, that's perfect for, like, you, like, at work, like being a zombie. So I went to North Carolina, right?
Okay.
And this, why I was thinking about happiness on the plane was because
always.
You gotta be.
You gotta think about happiness on the plane.
You gotta be. Flights were a blessing, though. The flights were a blessing. Also, there were those flights with no TVs in front of you. So you're really just you and God.
Yeah.
Just you and God. So the flight attendant, I've never seen a more emo flight attendant in my life.
Really?
This woman was so sad. She was projecting sadness. And you know when...
She's not faking it.
She was not showing up to fake it.
Yeah.
She's not working in it. She's like, fuck it. As soon as the doors close, she went from...
Oh. You're stuck here now.
Yeah. Oh, fine. Let's do the flight. I guess we'll have to do it. Right? And so they're doing the announcements. And you know when the flight attendants have to do their choreo.
Yes.
Right? So... It's like, just so you know, there's two exits in the front, two exits in the back, and this is how she did it. She went. Just dead inside. Just completely dead. It was like, she almost was like, can you believe I have, like, I was forcing her to be in the recital. And then literally.
I love her.
I loved her too.
That's awesome.
First thing I checked, she's engaged. Of course she is. She's a queen.
Yeah.
She's a queen.
She's not putting on.
She's not. Oh, God. When that woman loves you, you know she loves you.
Yeah, 100%.
Because when she hates you, you know she hates you.
She's not faking it. I love that.
And literally, they're like, the life vest, she pulled the thing to inflate. She's like. And then the funniest was when they're like, and you blow, or you can blow into it. She went like this. She went. I could almost hear audible sighs coming from her body.
I audibly sigh all the time. I relate to her. She's dramatic.
I said thank you to her about 7 times.
Really?
On the flight.
Did you try to make her laugh when she came around?
No.
You didn't? Sometimes it was beyond that. It would have been rude to do that.
It would, because why? Why should I do that?
Yeah.
She doesn't want that. She doesn't want that.
Yeah. It's like, smile.
No, she doesn't. I would never want to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just funny because she's forward facing to a bunch of people.
She's performing.
That's the moment for the flight attendants to perform.
Yes, definitely.
So they just at least need to do something.
Yeah.
They at least just need to look neutral. She was actively like a 14-year-old that was dragged to a christening.
Yeah, that's funny. I guess because there's no TVs. She's got to perform it. A lot of places now, just they do it on the TV.
Yes.
So she was live action.
They always stand up.
They still do it?
Yeah, they always stand up. Interesting. I've been flying actually more. I've been flying more than usual lately.
Yeah.
In
the last 2 years, you fly a lot.
Yeah, not as much as some people. I mean, like, yeah. A bunch of flights. Enough flights that I could have an opinion about it.
Yeah, definitely.
With enough different airlines. So it was just so funny. And to me, I'm like, oh, yeah. You're so funny and grouchy, and I love you so much. And that was something I loved.
Yeah, I love that too.
Because I think it's like, be you.
Yes.
Be you.
It's hard.
And she made me smile more than someone that had like jokes.
The people with jokes, I get it. You're trying to make it light, but it's not real.
No.
Maybe it is, but then it's kind of like, what are you excited about right now? Why are you excited about this? The world's falling apart.
Yeah, and
what
it's
makes
also,
you so freaking jokey?
It's more than
like
the
your puns.
The world's falling apart. It's more that this is about if the plane crashes and we're gonna die.
Yes,
it's more than the world.
That's true. It's very basic. Yeah, yeah.
It's based on like, hey, if it's going down, this is what happens. She's actually the only flight attendant who's ever had the proper emotion.
Yes,
the only
it's
other
a serious subject.
The only other better flight attendant was this guy who's crying, and it was saying, "My family," as he showed the exit rows. And it was just making me think about like relationships between like consumers and people working and stuff like that.
Okay.
And we went we were going around Durham, and I had at the cute town.
Cute, I've heard.
Cute. Yeah, it's a very college, it's very like sophisticated, like a lot of like I bumped like at the shows. There was a lot of like PhD students and like people that were like getting their masters and stuff. I bumped into some people at a coffee shop. They were getting like one person was getting their masters and stuff like that. You know,
but that's cool. Does that make you feel accomplished, esteemed? Because you do a good job, I imagine, and so, you make connections in your head really fast. And when you perform, you do that and you do all these things.
Nah,
so when a bunch of like really smart people look up to you,
I don't think
you don't. Clock that as
they don't look up to, they you, Robbie, remember the role,
not look up, but they
we are
I think are admire they admire what you're able to do, or like I could never do
this
that.
This is what's wrong with society.
What
this is, because I one person there was literally that was like worked for as a psychologist in prisons to help them like
And was a master's or PhD student?
It was a PhD doctor that was a Doctors Without Borders now that they're retired, and would go around like around prisons to help people deal with their trauma as they're at prison.
Okay.
And for us to think that they looked up to me is what's wrong with our society today.
No, I disagree.
No, I disagree completely.
I disagree.
Because
did they tell you this? This person?
That they don't look up to me?
No, that they do.
Yes.
They came up to you.
Did we interview them?
Oh.
So I know exactly what they
did.
We have to remember, the entertainers are the losers.
No.
They are the clowns.
Sure.
We have to give credit where credit's due. Doctors Without Borders, or me, who just talked about it, made you say to camera that you put your finger in your asshole.
Equally as important, if not more important. I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
This is
I think
Instagram,
it's equally
this
as
is
important.
The internet life.
No, not everybody on the internet, not every entertainer, not every person, but you or people who have genuine comedic talent who can make people laugh. Who do you, like Chris Farley affected more people than doctors of his age,
but
in a positive way, made them feel better, made them feel like the world. Also, I think as the world gets shittier, the need for that is even more important.
I think the need for other stuff is more important.
For sure, but that's not happening. We can't control that.
But this guy was.
We can't. Yeah, I see. I see what you mean.
So this guy was doing.
He's actually saving
lives.
He's
actively out there helping people.
I think that this helps people too. I think going to see a show helps people more than you think too. Maybe you've lost that wonderment some time ago, but it does. It's a nice to escape. You can just create a world that people, I don't have to think about anything. Like, that's nice to escape. When the pandemic happened, people started watching TV and shit again to like feel good about themselves. They can't afford therapy.
Can't afford therapy.
What do you do? Watch The Office again. A lot of people did that. Rewatch The Office. What am I going to do? Rewatch The Sopranos. I can't afford therapy. Dr. Melfi will help me.
So I got like walked around the town a little bit. And something I'm tired of places saying. I went to a bunch of places and like was trying to get food and like places were closed or they like didn't have the capability that they used to have. I'm tired of places saying, oh, well, before COVID, this was the situation. Like I went into a place, I was like, oh, can I get a coffee here, yada yada, and they're like, oh, well, before COVID, we had like a cute little garden in the backyard that you used to be able to sit in, but now we don't have that anymore. Why are you telling me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are you telling me what
they feel bad
could have been?
Yeah.
What
I do this sometimes about New York. I talk about New York and I'm like, I just explain what it was. Man. I know, you're right.
We need to stop.
It's 4 years. It'll be 4 years this week.
We have a bachelor's.
I know. That's a long time.
I understand that things were different before, but we can't go. I can't be showing up to places and being like, I was like, oh, are you serving lunch? And they go, no, actually, we closed. Before COVID, we stayed open and we didn't take a break. But now
that
after
doesn't
COVID.
Do anything.
It doesn't do anything for yes. me. For you to tell me what I could have had before COVID.
Yeah. See, there's a lot of people that moved here during COVID. And I'm just like, oh, you don't know the same place that I know. And that's like a thing that I should stop doing that, though.
Because New York before COVID and after COVID were different.
It's totally different.
But we're basically talking about an ex.
No, I know. It doesn't exist. It'll never come back.
It'll never. There's no point.
Which is hard. That's the thing that I've had to mourn the most is my just the way of life that does not exist anymore.
So I think that's it's good that we like we can
move
mourn
on
it,
from that. Yeah.
But like the only we need to just lean into what we got.
Yeah.
And it's
also no place has changed. No city, I don't think, is really that much of a change more than New York.
Wuhan?
I have no idea. I haven't been.
I'm sorry.
But I have no idea. Yes. Maybe.
No, yeah, but no. It affected,
New York has changed arguably the most of the major cities.
Yeah, but even there, they're like, oh, bars used to, like, they're like, oh, the pizza place closes at this time. The bars used to be open until 2. Now they're open until 12 or 10.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
And they go, before COVID, used to be this.
Yeah.
But we need to just stop saying, before COVID, bars used to be open till 4. In New York.
Yeah.
Before COVID, bars used to be open.
Yeah, no, I should stop.
We need, there's just.
There are aspects that are back. It just will never be what it was.
It just won't be. The city changed.
Yeah.
We can't be looking to old New York and be like, before COVID, we could stay out till 4 a.m. and now everything closes at 2.
Yeah. Which the city also always has changed. This always accelerated it. But I have been thinking, like New York nightlife specifically has a way of just seeing you out. Because I think a lot of famous clubs or places that were the hottest place in the world, all the celebrities go. Everyone wants to come to New York and they want to party. They go to these select places. Those have a lifespan of maybe 8 years, if that. And they close down. They literally will not exist anymore. Nightlife, it needs to change. They'll get new management. They'll just come up with a new name, new branding.
Because things become not cool.
It's a very small window where it's cool maybe for like 2 or 3 years, and then it'll probably live for 4 more years after that.
Where people
and then
go
it just
to
ends.
Just take pictures at it.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
It's more touristy.
And then it makes a ton of money in those times.
Yes.
That's when the business is making money.
Yes. And then it goes away. Yeah. I guess Tao still exists. Tao is just like a legacy brand. But of all the places that I would go, like people would go out, none of them exist anymore. And these are things that I thought would never not exist.
Tao was almost like,
it's also a restaurant.
Yes.
During the day. It makes a lot of money as a restaurant.
Yes.
And before it becomes a club.
It's around the country.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's a global brand.
It's Chipotle.
Yes. It's Chipotle of clubs.
Yeah,
kind of.
Chipotle of clubs, kind of, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Like, no offense.
No, for sure.
It's just, it's marketed and it's all over the country.
Yeah.
Just like Soho House.
Yes, exactly. It's like Soho House.
Like, that's not going to close. I mean, they'd stop letting New York members in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in December they were like, oh, we're full. We're not letting any more people in.
Interesting. Yeah, they were letting everybody in, it seems.
And you know what?
You'd meet somebody who like works in marketing and they're like, I'm a Soho House. It's like, all right, I thought we weren't allowed to do that. You had to be an artist.
Yeah, no.
Now working in marketing is... My sister's in now.
That's nice.
At Soho House. Yeah.
But yeah, it becomes... Everyone could just get in if you have a certain amount of... I mean, it's all money.
Yeah.
So yeah, so there's a dip. And so people don't want to go there.
Yeah.
So they became something they don't want to become.
Yeah, and then it ends. So that era would be over anyways. That's what I've been thinking. Like, even say like a Studio 54 was the most famous... vibe, I guess, of what could possibly be nightlife in New York City becomes obsolete and just doesn't, nothing like it exists. Nothing like even what I used to go to is really, I feel like, existing anywhere. I feel like a lot of times now I go out and the music doesn't even have words.
It's like techno.
It's something. Elevator House, I think it's called, apparently. And it's just people.
Elevator House.
I would go out and it would be like hip hop that was popular at the time. It would be like Kanye. It would be like Drake. It'd be like R&B. It'd be like remixes. They would do like play like a song that was sampled. And then you play the hip hop song or a little reggaeton or like a lot of, yeah, hip hop, R&B, dancey music that I know how to dance to. And I dance well because I know the lyrics to a lot of songs.
Dance as well.
I know the lyrics to a lot of songs, so I can dance.
Take me through a song that you know how to dance well to.
Like Down, my favorite song of all time. Down like she supposed to be. She gets down low for me. Down like her temperature, cause to me she see world decrease. She cold, overfreeze. I got that girl from overseas. Now she's my Miss America, and I cannot be her soldier. Please, I'm fighting for this girl on the battlefield of love. Got me look like baby Cupid sending arrows from above. Don't you ever leave the side of me, and definitely not probably. And honestly, I'm down like the economy. Baby, don't worry. That's what I dance. I dance out like line by line.
So you dance.
I know the words.
So I, since we're like, both,
I
we're
always
both
am acting
former
out.
Former Dance Moms
fans for sure.
We're former Dance Mom fans. You dance like the children.
Yeah,
like you dance to the lyrics.
I dance to lyrics, and now I go out
choreo.
And I don't know.
You do choreo.
Yeah,
to the lyrics.
Every song is like
mime out. You do.
I mime. I mime.
You mime.
I mime.
You're just miming lyrics.
Yes. For the most part. Baby, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy? I act out what I think that how they would perform it or like what they're saying I'll do.
And so.
I don't know. It has worked for me in the past.
And now
people
don't
think it's cute or I don't know what they think. But yeah. I would go out and dance. Now it doesn't exist. No, I have no idea what to do.
What
it's
do you
just
think
like
the tipping point was.
It's like that kind of shit.
And how do you dance to that?
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm shaking. Vibrating. I don't know. I don't have as much money to go out as I used to, but like I
that
like
has nothing to do with this conversation.
I like to go out and dance. I know. I mean, yeah, I can't afford to be in these spaces as much as I used to be able to, but like I also don't know what to do. And so I'm like, I don't even the New York has shown me out. They have been like, you do not belong here anymore. It has changed. And I feel very much like, yep, I am not part of the new movement.
You could go to that have.
I'm sure there is definitely places that I could go to.
Also, music in clubs in those situations are based around the drugs that people are currently doing.
Yes, I guess I was going to places that was more
alcohol
cocaine,
coke,
yeah,
weed,
and weed. Definitely weed. People would light up in the clubs. Yeah.
Yes,
I was only drinking at the time. I was not like a drug person.
And you're not now either.
No. I smoke weed now a lot.
Yes, but that's not...
But even then, I was smoking no weed.
And tequila. Now I think people do like ketamine.
Yes.
So those, if you do like K, that shit sounds cooler on it.
Are they good at dancing?
It's not about the
dancing. That's how I would like meet people. It's like we're all having it like, that's how I meet strangers.
Is dancing.
A little bit. On the dance floor a little bit. Or like if I meet you and we're talking, like I'm comfortable going to the dance floor and then having a, like a nice little time.
You just kind of move your body.
That's what it is. That's just not my scene as much. And I do feel like I'm like, oh yeah, this has evolved to a place where I do am not don't belong.
Good.
Yeah. No, it's not the worst thing.
It's a blessing.
But it's something.
It's a blessing. Yeah, yeah. You shimmy, you shake, bro.
Shimmy and shake.
You just got to find. There's now this new thing in the city where they're doing clubs for some clubs are opening for 30-year-olds and they go from 7 to 10 or something.
That's I can't do that.
I know.
That's corny.
It's almost geriatric.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to be
corny.
There. It's
yeah.
so corny.
That's mad corny.
I wouldn't go.
Millennials are getting so corny. It's sad. I think we've talked about this, but just to see us age, I mean, they're just aging faster than me. The millennial group is aging faster than Robbie is.
Can I tell you this?
What?
And I noticed that you keep on shifting down your the age of people you hang out with.
Yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to do? My friends? No, you can. It's real. But my friends have moved out.
No, I know. You don't tell me. I'm a real man. I just don't make new friends.
Yeah.
My friends leave too. What do? I just stare at the fucking devil. I'm a real fucking man. I don't make new friends.
Yeah.
You go, I'll go younger. Me, I go, give me no one. Yeah. My friends leave. I go, fine. Now I'm just alone.
I got to make new friends. Yeah.
They left me in Nam, bro.
I know.
But yeah, people, you shift down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not, I don't blame you.
It's just what it is. I mean, I still see old friends too.
I say that about all my actions. When I'm trying to diet and then I eat four slices of pizza, it just is what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then the pizza person goes, no, you ordered it and paid for it. And you actively sought this out.
No, it just is what it is. I agree with that.
It just is what it is.
No, you needed pizza.
It just is what it is.
Sometimes you need pizza.
Just is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I did notice that. Nah, I'm like a real 30-year-old.
You are.
A true millennial. I said, give me no one.
Yeah. Which is less corny than we're going to make the club from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, that's not the music I was really listening to anyway. That would be like a lot of Taylor Swift. Like, this wasn't like pop music, I feel like, at these places where I was going.
There's clubs that have, I know from, unfortunately, talking to people that go to those things, that there are clubs that have those music still.
Yeah. I wonder if the energy is what it was. Probably not.
You're not what
you are. Yes.
Is the biggest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not who you were.
No, you're right.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Because the energy they're feeling now at these places won't be what the energy the younger generation, you know?
Yeah.
It'll continue to change, which is beautiful.
It was just the hype around it. There was a lot of hype. But now that hype is gone because that hype is moved to somewhere else. Those places are the cool places now.
But I just want to say that I just don't think you communicate with people or talk to them that know where the hype is.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Maybe. So, like,
you don't think there's any hype places in the city?
Some places, like Little Sister, I guess, is popular, but that's like corny. I don't know. Everything is corny.
You're different.
No, I know.
You're different.
But I still plugged in a little bit. I'm plugged into the scenes a little bit.
It was corny, the places you were going to, too.
Back in the day?
Yes.
No, I think they were cool.
I got to let you have your memories. I'm sorry.
I was there one night. T-Pain's there, dropping his album. That's cool to me.
And you don't think that there's people
today, if T-Pain was at a place, maybe it wouldn't be as cool. Maybe T-Pain's less cool than he was in 2016.
In my opinion, T-Pain's cooler than he's ever been.
I think so, too.
Because now he's actually singing.
Yes.
I think that you go, there's other people dropping into clubs that the kids are in New York, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the people I care about just grew up and they're not going to clubs either.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
We're all just not going to the clubs.
I don't want
to
burst your
bubble. Drake's not trying to go to clubs. Bieber's not going to clubs anymore. Nobody's going to clubs anymore.
People are. They're younger.
The young kids are. I see what you're saying.
That's, it's just.
It's like, Addison Rae is probably going out in New York. But is she going out in New York to clubs?
I'm sure.
Dancing? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the new Gen Z celebrity. Well, that's what I'm saying. The back in the day, I don't think that the new generation of like celebrity, kid celebrities are going out in New York.
I think they are.
You do?
I mean, we could look.
Yeah, maybe they
but
are.
But they have to be.
I don't know if they're going to actual clubs, like with regular ass people. Drake would be in a club with regular ass people.
I think that all they're the going time. To clubs with regular ass people. Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, I just don't know about it. Though. I mean, which is good. That's not the worst thing that I don't know about it.
It's not. It's actually a great
thing. Yeah, you're right. I don't need to be in that scene. I don't want to be in that scene.
What was that secret club that you had to show up and then you would go like show up to like a newspaper stand and then they would give you tickets and tell you where it was?
I don't know. I never went
but
there.
But there was why it went was it was it's new. It came out like last year. And why it became so famous was because all celebrities were going there.
Interesting. They're trying to create new ways to make it exciting. That's
cool.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's fun. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that you're
New York has
up.
Changed. And I have
and
changed.
You have changed.
Yes. And so great. Many people have moved here since the pandemic. And this is their New York that they're building, I guess. And this
and
is
we
what,
love that for them.
What's being catered to. Sure.
We love that for them, right?
Yeah.
We can't be like pizza was $1 in our day. Now you get $1.50.
Because I do sound like that a lot. I'm very much like New York before the pandemic.
That's,
so I should stop
that's,
it.
Well, you make fun of corny millennials. That's corny
that's
millennials.
That's me. You're right. I need to stop living in that because it's not coming back.
Because before the pandemic, you also were working at JP Morgan.
No, I know. This is like the week I stopped going into the office.
So great.
I got back from vacation, I think March 2nd, and they were like, you can't come in the office. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to be in this office again. Because it hadn't even blown up yet, the pandemic.
Incredible.
I'm just like, if I can't go now, what's going to happen when it actually gets here?
Yeah.
And that was it.
So I want to talk about, we, of course, everywhere you go, all they have to eat is always pizza.
Yeah.
Everywhere it's just pizza.
And
pizza.
Is everyone just trying to sell you
Everyone's just
on
always
pizza
trying to
because
tell
you're from New York?
Because I'm from New York, right? But also, I think that most places just provide pizza because, in all honesty, it's a cheap food. It's a cheap food
yes.
to make.
Easy
the
to make.
The overhead is low.
Yes.
And people, the majority of people just love it.
Yes.
Majority of people love crappy pizza. There's shirts. Even bad pizza's like sex. Even bad is good, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, I don't agree with. But
for both.
Yeah, for both.
You don't like bad sex or bad pizza?
Yeah, I don't like either. Both. Yeah. So we went to this like...
what? Guys are hilarious.
Guys?
That women are not wearing that shirt. Even bad sex. Like, I women know. Are not parading around bad sex
well,
being
let's,
great.
Let's not talk, yeah, because bad sex for women and men is different.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's a wild shirt.
Yes, it's a wild shirt.
Yeah.
But so we go to this, we go to the restaurant and our waiter is horrible.
Okay.
Robbie, horrible. She was on her phone texting. We're like trying to wave her down to get stuff. I'm at the pizzeria. I order a chicken cheesesteak.
Okay.
Just to fucking show.
I'm not going to have your pizza.
I go to the
pizzeria. I don't trust your sauce.
I go to the pizzeria. I go, what do you have that's not fucking pizza?
Yeah.
Give me anything that ain't fucking pizza.
Chicken cheesesteak sounds good.
It was good. I got like jalapenos
mozzarella,
on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Provolone.
Provolone, nice.
Yeah, provolone, like just chicken. It's just like a chicken sub, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the woman, like I asked for another soda. She didn't get me another soda. I asked her ketchup. She didn't get the ketchup. Like, we're sitting waiting for it. She's on the phone. We're flagging her down. At one point, we're like, the people I'm with is like waving a card in the air to try to get like anyone's attention to come give us the check. And here's the thing. Even when service is horrible, when I'm at a restaurant, I believe the wait staff deserves a great tip.
For sure. At least 20%.
At least 20%. And here's the thing. Because a tip does not have to do with service anymore.
No.
It has to do with, do you believe this person deserves to make a living wage? It has to do with me more than it has to do with the service I got.
Yeah.
I go into situations where someone's serving me and they live off tips. It doesn't matter how they fucking do. I need to give them a tip.
You have to.
And you know how I know that they know that too? Because when you go to a coffee shop, they ask you to tip them before you even get the coffee. That's how you know it has nothing to do with the service, and all it has to do with is, do you think I deserve to live?
It's annoying. They're paying their salary when their boss should be paying their salary. I didn't hire you.
1,000%.
Why is your boss not paying for you to live and survive? This is his business or her business.
Me tipping you has to do with a relationship I have with human beings.
Yes.
More than it has to how well you make my fucking latte.
100%.
It actually has nothing to do with that.
And we're in a similar situation, me and the person who's my age at the bar. Like, I'm like assuming that they're pursuing something here or just want to be in New York and live in New York because they like New York. So I'm like, all right, I'll give them $1.
Yep.
Always. Always at least with the like coffee people.
Always $1.
You got to do $1.
Well, here's the thing.
Because then what are you going to do? Like round it up is the other option.
You know what's crazy?
And then I feel we're giving 76 cent tip.
I will always give $1 to someone at a coffee shop. I will never round up at like Target. Like, we want to round up $1 for cancer research.
Never, never.
I've never rounded up for cancer research.
No, because then that's so far from going to the person that deserves the money.
They will get.
We're way too far removed. Whereas this, I'm like, I know you're getting the full $1.
Yes, that's why.
Yeah.
But for me, I've never gotten a coffee and be like, this is so amazing. Bring back the tip board. Give me the tip board. The service was impeccable.
Right? Maybe if somebody leaves a strong impression, the next time I go, I'll leave more. Yeah. If they
have you ever done that?
Incredible experience. Have maybe at like that? My job.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, of the people I see all the time.
I'm just saying that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
Because tipping isn't based on
no.
service anymore. Tipping is based on, do you think human beings deserve to live? Tipping is based on, how are you a good person? Do you believe people have to pull themselves up by their bootstraps?
Yeah.
Right? That's basically what it is.
It's unfortunate.
I just wish I could tell waitstaff, be like, hey, you are horrible as a waiter. Here's 20%. I'm giving you that because you're a human, not because you're a good waiter. You stink.
Yeah. I don't think they care.
No, they don't care.
No.
No, but I just want to let the... I know.
Because it annoys you.
It does annoy me because I'm like, I would never not want to give someone, I don't think I've ever not given like a tip or something that like, because of a bad.
I think I was taught the lowest that you could ever tip someone and only in scenarios where they're really bad is 15%.
That's exactly
20% is what you should always do.
No matter what,
20%. If they're absolutely horrible, then you can do 15, but you should go from 20 to 30 based on how good. Like 20 is like the start.
Yeah.
And then you go up based on how good they were. That's how I was taught. That's what I like.
To the fucking bill.
And we were.
Because there's some scumbags that don't believe like we believe.
Well, I was just going to ask you, have you ever been out with like a close friend and then you see how bad they tip and then it's like, that's a red flag for me. That's a serious ick.
I've seen it and then I overcompensate.
Yes. But if like I'm not paying the bill, but then it's like I feel even more embarrassed if I'm not paying the bill and it's a friend that's like, I'll pay for the bill, and then they don't leave a good tip. I'm like, I'll just fucking pay the bill. Like, yes. If you can't afford the tip, we can't.
I agree totally.
But you see somebody like $50 meal, they leave like $4. I'm like, this is crazy. I didn't know that this was even allowed. Like,
neither did I.
I'm just like so mind boggled the first time that I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I feel uncomfortable.
Especially people that you think have money.
That's who it is.
Crazy.
We have no money.
No.
Both of us are saying that we tip.
Yeah. And if I have money, I tip more.
Because we were raised poor.
Not poor. Like, my dad. We went out to dinner every week. I guess my dad was raised poor.
Yeah. I guess I was just taught, like, oh, if you go out, you have to make sure you include
100%.
That.
We went out to dinner once a week
growing up. The closer you are financially to being a one with the waiter, the more that you treat them with respect.
Yeah, that is a good point. But yeah. I always was raised to be like, we are that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think
my town was very... A lot of the people worked in waits. Like,
you know,
most of the people that you begin to know.
Oh,
yes.
Cindy's daughter's working exactly. there. Oh, Mark's son. Look at him. He's doing this finally. Right? I just think, like, at what point are we just going to fucking add it to the restaurant?
It should be. That's what they do in Europe.
And then no tip.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
Just they add should it just to the
make
restaurant.
A nice hourly wage.
Yeah.
And you it's know, a hard job. They deserve a nice wage.
Yeah.
And if you can't pay them that, then you can't afford to have a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, it's based on tips because they want it to be based on how much money the restaurant makes. You're basically getting a percentage of the restaurant's money of the nights. Rather, because if it's slow night and you still make a good wage, the restaurant is fucked.
Oh, I see. So, yes.
Like, that's why it's there.
They want to tie it to themselves.
They tie it. They're basically, you're working here because you're believing that we'll be a busy restaurant.
I see.
And you'll wait, make money here.
Yeah.
Right? So we're a good restaurant. You'll make money here. Because if it was just living wage at all restaurants, there'd be slow nights where you'd make just as much as someone on Saturday.
Yes. So. Yeah. I see where that comes from, but I guess people got to figure it out. You just hire one person then.
Sure. I'm speaking out of, you know, I'm like, yeah. Just.
But like the good restaurants, I mean, we went to that really crazy restaurant and the service was insane. It was like a play.
And we still tipped.
Yeah. Which we didn't have to, I think.
We didn't have to, but they saw us from a mile away.
It was nice of us. He likes my story still, that guy.
He does?
Yeah. That was nice, but. That was included. The tip was included, which made sense. And then I think we gave an extra $100, which is crazy in hindsight. But in the moment, it didn't seem like that much.
No, yeah. It was your birthday. You're finally 30.
Yeah.
Finally a man. Finally can't go back to the clubs.
No, I can't go back to that.
Beautiful. Because
they don't exist.
Beautiful. I'm happy to be back home. It'll be nice. Back in New York City. Back to where I belong.
Will you be here for a while? In New York City?
Yeah, I'm busy, but...
You're in New York.
Yeah, I have to go home. My dad's birthday's next week.
Nice. That's New York.
No, I know, but, like, I'm not, like, traveling out of states, really.
Yeah.
Which is good. Yeah, it'll be nice. Beautiful. Well, thank you for everyone listening. Please, if you want to check out the Patreon, check it out.
Please.
Jumping over there right now. I have some other stuff I want to say that
Me has too. To
be behind the paywall. Beautiful.
Also, I'm doing a show March 30th. I'm doing this show, Love is Embarrassing. I'm reading the same book that I read the last time on February 13th. But yeah, come out. If you didn't come out to the last one, it's a lot of fun. If you are my age and from New Jersey, I think it's very relatable. We talk about a lot of things that from 2011, 2012, what it's like to be young in love and the last year of high school was funny. Yeah, please come out to the show. It was a good time. And I would love to see you there. March 30th, 7:30 p.m. It's a Saturday. It's the only one that I'm going to do on a weekend. So if you are from Jersey or outside the city, this would be the one to come to. March 30th, Love is Embarrassing. All the information is on my Instagram.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Robbie, hit the music.